Hi there. The word for today is Beeshamgar. We've been talking about him for the last few days. Judges 3 verse 31 says, Shamgar saved Israel. Now, if Shamgar had focused on the fact that he was going up against 600 Philistines, he probably would have given up before he even started. Try to understand this. Satan will try to discourage and defeat you by making you feel overwhelmed by the problem. That's when you need to counterpunch by breaking down your goals into smaller steps. You may not be able to overcome your addiction, anxiety, or anorexia for the rest of your life, but with God's help, you can win the battle today. Don't worry about next week or next year. Live in day-tight compartments. Can you resist temptation for 24 hours? Can you win the battle for one day? You know you can. And so does your enemy, Satan. So, take it one day at a time. We spend far too much energy focusing on the very thing we can't control, which is the future, the outcome. You say, but what if I fall back into my bad habit? What if my romantic efforts aren't reciprocated? What if I don't hit my target weight or get my dream job, etc.? Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 34 in the Living Bible, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. You'll remember that the manna the Israelites received in the wilderness arrived daily, not weekly or monthly. Why? Because God wanted them to live in total dependence on Him. God's grace, not our works, is the key to victory. So, the word for you today is found in Lamentations 3 verse 22, again reading from the Living Bible. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercies that has kept us from complete destruction. Great is His faithfulness. His loving kindness begins afresh each day. Therefore, I will hope in Him. And that is the word for you today.